Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
For those of you who don't know, we've got some chairs over here. Come on, just walk across the front. It's okay. My name is Seth Kahn, and I work with visionaries to help them create rapid, widespread change. I worked with Steve Denning at the World Bank, where we went in 2 short years from a great idea in a back office room to $60 million in annual allocation. I worked with Jim Wolfensohn at the World Bank, Danny Vasquez at the Peace Corps, senior managers at Royal Dutch Shell. I work with visionaries who have big ideas and want to see them move out through the system, through people, fast. And that's people like you. And what we're going to do here in just a moment is an example of one of the tools that I use to do that. Because rapid, widespread engagement is all about people, conversations, relationships. It focuses as much here as it does here. So there's two sides to this thing we're going to do. It's called Jumpstart Storytelling. A lot of you have already done it. If you've already done Jumpstart Storytelling, just raise your hand so we can see. We have a core group here. There's the process, how you do this, and there's the content, what we're going to do. I'm going to focus on the second one because really today's session is about storytelling and high-performance teams, and I am eager to get into the material. However, if you like the process and you want to steal it, morph it, evolve it, use it, give me your business card, and I'll send you a PDF of a journal article that I wrote that documents how to do what we're doing. Okay? It's called Jumpstart Storytelling. So when I work, what I focus on is the people part of change, which to me is all of it. Because if you don't have that part, what do you got? Right? I mean, there's some change that you can force, and there's some change that fails. This isn't either of those. This is the kind of change that relies on people's enthusiastic engagement. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to think just a moment about the time when you personally experienced being part of what Steve calls a high-performance team. And I love his loose definition of that. Really, it's any time when you are working with people and things are just going swimmingly. You know, everything just seems like you can finish each other's sentences. You're able to surpass your goals. You have this high kind of content interaction that's going on. I'll give you a couple of examples from my own life. One is from my personal life. My wife and I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, I became an independent consultant about 7 years ago. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I went through a 6-month period where I had no work. So no money coming in the door. It was really, really hard for me. I was not prepared for how psychologically hard it was. I mean, I just went in here. And my wife and I came together in a way that we really hadn't before. It started off with us getting really clear about our bills and our financial arrangements, you know, sitting in front of the computer, working on Quicken, kind of sorting through details together for a long period of time. But then it turned into strategy together. It turned into what's our life about? Where are we going? What does this mean for us? Does this mean it's time for me to look for a job, or does this mean it's time for me to invest more deeply in what's going on here? And we got down into the guts of our relationship in a way that we hadn't before. And that was a high-performing team for me. It was profound, and it changed our relationship to this day. It brought us so much closer together. A lot of stuff that we had assumed became explicit because we had to work it out in order to move forward. And it's like we were walking together in lockstep, you know? And in the beginning, it was the Quicken spreadsheet that was helping us figure out what the next step was. But soon it was just our hearts and our souls. So that's one example of a high-performance team. And I'm purposefully going into my personal life because I want to contrast it or at least broaden the playing field. I want you to be able to go into whatever area works for you. The other example of a high-performance team was working with Steve's team at the World Bank. When we started knowledge management in the mid-90s, we were all on loan. I think the only money Steve had was half-time of our support person. Carol, is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. So he had zero budget. He had half a person. But we had a 4-person team. And so I was on loan. Leslie Schneer was on. We were all on loan. And we were working together, and one of the things that Steve did was he really got to know who we were. And I remember in particular being on an airplane with him to Jonesboro, Tennessee, when we were going to our first storytelling think tank. And you know, so imagine, you're sitting next to your boss on an airplane, it's like no escape, right? And I turn to Steve and I say what any good subordinate does, so what do you want to get out of this trip? And Steve says, I want to get to know you better. And it was like, what? You know? And then, so the first thing is like, is he for real? You know? Well, let me tell you about my hobbies, you know? But no, he was for real. And for the next hour and a half, as we flew down to Jonesboro and then disembarked, we just talked about all the stuff that both of us were into. Everything from his drawing to my street theater, you know? And that was the beginning of a relationship that continues to this day. But he treated everybody on the team like that. Everybody. And so what we had was we had this group of people. I thought of ourselves as a SWAT team. You know? We weren't the knowledge management team. We did whatever it took. And we never knew from day to day what that would be. So, you know, I'd come to the office and I'd say, how are things going, Steve? And he'd always say, oh, up and down. That was his standard response. You know? And then he'd say, well, did you know that the publisher wants, you know, to sell everything and doesn't want to share anything that the bank publishes? You know, this is a huge problem because the publisher's a major gateholder, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we figure out how to deal with the publisher. It was like we never knew what was coming. So that was another example of a high-performance team for me. So one from personal life, one from work life. So now I want to ask you, where have you experienced it? Think in your mind just a moment. When have you been in a situation when you've really been part of something that was bigger than you? For me, it was my relationship with my wife. Our family was bigger than me, not just about me. Knowledge management writ large was much huger than me. When have you been part of something that was larger than you when there was that special chemistry?